And if somebody gets caught in a whirlpool out in the ocean and didn't get out, you'll say he is about to
drown.
And he
drowned.
And he was
drowned.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And if you want to get up a tree, you have to
climb.
And you say, yesterday I
climbed.
And I
have climbed.
And if a man gets down like behind a low hedge or behind a soap or something, he has to do what?
Crouch.
Is that the same thing as squat?
Squatting? No.
What's the difference?
Well, squatting would be like when you're kind of like kneeling down, but you don't have your knees on the ground. Crouching would be more, it involved more of your whole body, maybe your shoulders too, and your head.
And if somebody walked up to the altar, you know, at church, what would she do? You'd say she, on her knees.
Oh, she kneeled.
Right. And if you're tired, you say, I'm going to, what, down on the bed?
Lay down on the bed.
And you say, well, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just, what, bed all day?
I'd say he just lay in bed all day.
And when you're asleep, you say, I wonder what I'm going to, your thoughts you have. When you're asleep, what do you call them?
Dream.
So you say, I wonder what I'm going to.
Dream.
And I.
Dreamt.
And I have.
Dreamt.
Right. And you might say, I dreamt so and so, and all of a sudden I.
Woke up.
And if you bring your foot down hard on the floor like that, you say you do what?
Stomped.
And if you walk, you know, if you went to Pan Am to meet a night something, somebody met you afterwards, says a boy, something says, can I walk you home?
Walk you home.
Right. What about if you're in a buggy or probably in a car or something?
Can I drive you home or give you a lift?
Right. And to get a boat up on land, you
pull
or you
push.
And if you carried a real heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying you carried it, you could say you would you ever say you like you towed it or you packed it a long way or anything like that?
No.
What would you say then?
Carried.
And what would you say if there was a child and that was a stove and the child's about to touch it was in. It was in. What would you say?
I'd say, don't, it's hot. Or
you'd say, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And what would you say if you need a knife? You'd send your roommate out there and say, go
get me a knife.
And would you ever play any kind of a games like where you would hide, you know?
Hide and seek.
And then, you know, if somebody got after you, found your place, you would have to run for the what?
For the, oh, I forgot what it's called.
What did you call it? You call it?
Home? No. What did we call it?
You call it home?
No.
Or the goal, or the base? Or?
The base.
And, did you ever play this kind of game with a child? With a
peekaboo.
Baby? What do you call it?
Peekaboo.
And what would you say?
Peekaboo.
Right. And if you throw a ball, you expect somebody to
catch it.
You say yesterday he
caught it.
And you might say there's no need to hurry to somebody who's, you know, who's trying to get ready to go with you. Say, I'll wait
for you.
And if you've tried something a million times and somebody says that's all the chances you get, and you say, no, I just figured it out, give me one more
chance.
And if somebody, you know, got a smile on his face and, you know, a pleasant word for everybody, you say, well, he seems to be in a good
mood.